Hawaii is the only port on most major cruise itineraries where the casino does not open at all. Federal law prohibits gambling within 3 miles of any American coastline. Hawaiian waters are part of the United States, and that means casino staff arrive at the most spectacular stop on the schedule, with around 5 days off in a row, 5 sea days to get there from Los Angeles, then 5 days across multiple islands with nothing on the work calendar. It is the strangest contract week most cruise crew will experience, and one of the best. The closure is total. From the moment the ship enters Hawaiian waters, the casino doors get locked and stay that way for the entire stretch, including the days at sea between islands. There is no negotiating around the rule, and no exception for ships that happen to be in port for only a few hours. For passengers, this is one of the genuine inconveniences of a Hawaiian itinerary. For casino crew, it is something close to a gift. 5 sea days getting from Los Angeles to the islands mean extended shifts, with nothing breaking the routine. Then the islands arrive, the casino doors get locked, and an unusual amount of free time appears on the schedule. Most crew end up with around a week to themselves in one of the more remarkable places on Earth. Pay continues and food is still provided, and the only thing missing is the workload. That trade is part of what makes Hawaii unlike any other entry on a cruise itinerary. Most ports give you a few hours of shore time after a long shift. Hawaii gives you days. Honolulu, on Oahu, is the only Hawaiian port where the ship docks rather than tendering passengers ashore. The other islands typically use small boats to ferry people between the ship and the coast. Honolulu lets you walk off the gangway into the city, which makes it the most efficient stop for anything practical you need to handle. The practical draw for crew is electronics. American sales tax on consumer goods is lower than in most European countries, and the selection in Honolulu is full domestic American retail without the import markups that show up in European or Caribbean ports. If there is a phone, laptop, camera, or piece of audio equipment you have been putting off for a while, Honolulu is the place to handle it. The major American electronics chains and the Apple stores are within easy reach of the docks by bus or short taxi. Waikiki Beach is the most famous beach in the Hawaiian Islands, a long stretch of white sand backed by hotels and accessible on foot from the city center. The water is warm year-round, and the swimming is easy. Diamond Head, the volcanic crater that frames the east end of Waikiki, can be hiked in under 2 hours from the trailhead and delivers a view across the Honolulu coastline that is one of the more satisfying payoffs for a modest physical effort. The island of Hawaii, called the Big Island, to distinguish it from the state, is where the most dramatic natural experiences are concentrated. Hawaii Volcanoes National Park covers the Kilauea Summit area and provides the closest legal public access to the active eruption zone. Kilauea has been erupting on and off since late 2024 and was still active at the time of writing. When the volcano is in a fountaining episode, lava reaches hundreds of meters into the air, and volcanic plumes are visible across significant distances. From a ship approaching the island, on the right day and at the right angle, the eruption can be seen from offshore. Green sea turtles, called honu in Hawaiian, are common along the Big Island's coastline. Punalu Black Sand Beach is one of the places they regularly come ashore to rest. Watching a turtle move through clear water or settle onto black volcanic sand is the kind of encounter that tends to appear in trip accounts years later. Humpback whales migrate to Hawaiian waters during winter months, roughly November through April. They are visible from the coast and from boats during that period, breaching, tail slapping, and surfacing to breathe in plain sight. The experience holds up regardless of how many times you have seen it. Manta ray night snorkeling is available from the Kona coast on the Big Island's western side. Operators anchor in shallow water where lights attract plankton, which in turn attract the mantas. The animals pass directly beneath snorkelers in the dark water. They are large, graceful filter feeders, and the experience is rated among the most memorable activities anywhere in the Hawaiian Islands. It is also entirely safe, despite the size of the animals involved. Maui is the second largest Hawaiian island and offers a range of experiences compressed into accessible geography. The road to Hana is a winding 65-mile coastal highway along the island's northeastern shore. It passes through rainforest, over dozens of bridges, and past waterfalls, black sand beaches, and small towns that feel genuinely unhurried. It is a full-day drive and not one to rush. The point is the journey rather than any specific destination. Haleakala, the massive dormant volcano that forms the island's eastern half, rises to over 3,000 meters. The crater is one of the more alien-looking landscapes in the Hawaiian Islands. The sunrise from the summit, above the cloud layer, is a specific Maui experience that requires a very early start and a reservation, since the national park requires advanced bookings for sunrise access. The view is hard to replicate elsewhere. The waters around Maui are among the best for whale watching in Hawaii during winter months. Snorkeling at Molokini Crater, a partially submerged volcanic caldera offshore, offers clear visibility and diverse marine life in a protected setting. The oldest of the Hawaiian Islands geographically, Kauai has had longer exposure to erosion and rainfall than the others, and the result is the most dramatic green landscape in the chain. The Napoli coast on the island's northern shore, towering fluted sea cliffs dropping into the ocean, is accessible by boat or by helicopter, with the demanding Kalalau Trail as the on-foot option. From the sea, the cliffs rise hundreds of meters in near-vertical faces covered in vegetation, with waterfalls running into the ocean below. Waimea Canyon, sometimes called the Grand Canyon of the Pacific, runs through the island's western interior. It offers views across an entirely different Hawaiian landscape, dry and layered, contrasting sharply with the lush coast around it. Big box American supermarkets are available in Honolulu and on the larger islands. Prices are standard domestic American rates, significantly better than most ports for bulk supplies. If grocery shopping is on the list, Hawaii is the moment to do it, rather than waiting for the return leg. Crude discounts are occasionally offered by smaller local shops, but rarely by major retail chains. It is worth asking, but not worth building your plans around. Weather varies considerably between the windward and leeward sides of each island, and between islands. The Big Island in particular can be raining on one side and sunny on the other at the same time. Check conditions for the specific spot you are heading to, rather than assuming the whole island shares the same weather. The casino remains closed from the moment the ship enters Hawaiian waters until the moment it leaves. That stretch can be a week or more, depending on the itinerary. Plan accordingly. 5 sea days of work, then a week off in the islands. There are worse contracts.